The Big Host, Sean Hannity. Weeknight, 6 to 9.
We get back on now with Saturday in San Bernardino, California. Along with the...
Yo. Lend out your hand.
Low temperature will be in the mid-30s.
When the Sox meet the Angels and save $10 per ticket. These are lower box seats along the... Exclusively powered by TDS Managed IP.
Welcome, welcome. Motivational Monday on the Six Eyes Radio Network with John McClaug.
Good evening, and thank you for chiming in all over the world on Motivational Monday with Six Eyes Radio Show on the Blog Talk. And again, this is John McClung, your host for Motivational Monday. Just a little something to lift you up after a Sunday or weekend, get you going a little more in the, during the course of the week. And so today, as usual, we have a word that I hope and pray, of course, will continue to move you forward during the course of the week. It's usually a word that I think connects with all of us. And sometimes we go through the remainder of a week if we've had the opportunity to enjoy church service for those who may go, those who might listen in on, you know, online. And then there are those who may not go and have an opportunity to listen in on Motivational Monday and get a word that may help them along the way. And so today I want to do just that. And I want to talk about a word today that I know many of us deal with, and we sometimes even try to figure it out because, you know, there's always something in our life that allows us to recognize something that we're good at or something that we really want to do. And some of us actually follow it and some of us don't. Some of us wait a long time in life to figure it out, and some of us have an opportunity to figure it out early in life. One of the things about a journey is that it has different stops along the way, and there are individuals who start their journey on the right path early, and there are some who have to go through some other things in life and end up starting their path or their journey later on. And yet, the ultimate idea of a journey is to get to the goal or get to the destination, and everybody doesn't get to the destination at the same time, but eventually they do. And there's always one thing that carries them there. And the definition of that particular word that carries them there in some aspects is a strong liking or desire for or devotion. Desire for or devotion. And I know that I am definitely one who has understood having a strong liking for something or a desire to do something in life, and being devoted to it. And I know that there may be individuals who have an opportunity to listen to this live or to the recording and know that there's something in your life that you strongly desire to do, or you have a strong desire for it, or you may even have a strong liking to it, something that you've seen yourself, you've visioned your life doing it, or you may have had your dream, and you may not know that you're capable of doing, but the moment that you decide and stay devoted to it, you can do it. And so my word today is passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N. And I know that there are individuals who have heard that word on many occasions. What is your passion? Do you have a passion? Why, you know, what's your why for your passion? You know, what drives your passion? All different ways of bringing it to life. And yet there are individuals who, you know, have taken their passion with them to the grave because they never followed up on it. There are individuals who are sitting dormant on their passion because they're afraid to do it, or they have a fearful fear of stepping out on faith and following it. They have amazing ideas that they want to act upon, but they're hesitant and they're in their own way. And so I just want to talk about seven laws of a passion. And, you know, everything has a a law or a principle to it. It allows you to see it from a not only a natural standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. And as we move into this Motivational Monday and the rest of the week, man, I want you to think about your passion. I want you to think about that one particular thing that you have been just toiling over that you want to do, something that is like in your gut, and, you know, you've been fighting with yourself, and you know that it has nothing to do with your job, but it has something to do with your work. And those are two different things. You know, your job is the physical place you go to. The work is what you've been assigned to do, and so here on earth. And yet, we don't know how to distinguish the two. And your passion, your mission, your vision, your dream, your ministry, all there's so many different words that you can use that phrase what it is that you are assigned to do in life and what you are tasked to do and purpose to do, the reason why you're here on earth. And so there are, you know, seven things that I like to share as, you know, with the listeners, and hopefully that there'll be something in here that we talk about tonight that allows you to see yourself. And that's what it's all about. It's having that one moment where something is said that you're motivated by that will allow you to move and move in a direction that will have you going on your path and get you on the track that you're supposed to be on, the right track. And I hope that tonight we're able to do that with these seven particular things that allows you to see what passion is all about. Passion is not a word necessarily that's in the Bible, but you can replace it with purpose in some aspect. You can replace it with the vision or dream. Those words are in there. And so when we do that, it's still something that drives you to do a particular thing, or it drives you to be a certain way about certain things, such as your desire. You know, the Lord, the Psalm says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So we do have the opportunity to have the desire to like something, or the desire to be devoted to it. And so I wanted, again, to use the word passion. And what is the seven laws of passion? So the first letter is the letter P. I want to just talk about it. I'm going to use the acronym because that's who I am. I love acronyms. And so I'm going to use the word passion. And so the letter P, the first thing that your passion does, it prepares you for your assignment. And in many occasions, you know, individuals are here on earth not knowing what they are assigned to do, or what their task to do, or what their purpose to do. They don't understand that you have been brought to the earth for a particular reason. And your manufacturer, which is the Lord, which is God who has seen who you were before you were born and knew your predestination as far as what you were planning and purpose to do here on earth. And yet you have the assignment to find out what that purpose is so that you can be doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is your passion, while you are existing, so that you can make an impact on people's lives. And passion prepares you for your assignment. Now, your assignment can be a variety of things. You know, there are some of us who have a gift, and then there are some of us who are blessed to have gifts, where we have a number of things that we can do. And you are all built with all the essential tools to do what your assignment is based on your passion or your purpose. And so find out, if you're trying to figure out something, if you got an amazing voice and you're afraid to sing, that could be your passion, singing. If you love kids, you could be someone who understands working in the nursery or working with children in different ways, or, you know, someone who likes to coach individuals from a standpoint of either physically, emotionally, whatever the area of life may be. You know, you may even want to be in a relationship from a passion standpoint. You don't want to be by yourself. So this particular thing, it prepares you for that. It prepares you for who you're going to be assigned to in life. Passion allows you to see certain things in the area of your life that you would not normally see, because it's given to you and you only. And so if you are someone who may take the time to sit still and understand that, wow, you know, this is something that I love to do, and I'm extremely good at it. I love baking, and, You know, I've always thought about having my own place, but I've been fearful to step out. Well, that little whisper that's telling you you're an amazing baker is the whisper saying that that's your assignment. Your assignment, you're going to impact people through your food or through your desserts or whatever it may be. And you can't be fearful because you're being prepared for it. Every time you have that moment where you get in the kitchen and you bake something, that's preparing you for your assignment. And it's amazing that sometimes we will overlook what we're good at because we don't believe, because it's simple to us, that that's what we're supposed to be doing. You know, and that's one of the things about your purpose. You know, it's going to be effortless when you realize what it is. It's going to be something that allows you to do it with such ease. It's going to make you realize, make you see that, man, wait a second, it can't be this simple, but it's actually is going to be. Now, is it going to be some challenges? Absolutely, it's going to be some challenges when it comes to your passion because, one, you know, you have to first get over yourself believing that you have one and believing that you can do it, believing that you're going to move toward it. And sometimes, again, we are in our own way when it comes to something that we do amazingly. And so when you find something that impacts people's lives, you know, it adds value. And, you know, a lot of times people will carry it for us, and they'll carry our passion by saying, you know what, man, I saw you doing this, and you did it so well, and you do it well all the time. And when you start hearing people tell you certain things about what you are doing from an ease standpoint, where it's easy for you to do and people are recognizing it, that is you letting you know that something is going on in your life that is moving you toward what you're assigned to do. So I want to say the first letter, your passion. It prepares you for your assignment. And if you don't know what your task or assignment is here on earth, you know you're going to have to take that quiet moment and ask the Lord what it is, direct you into the area or make it known in such a way because He knows you better than anybody because He created you. So, you know, when we always buy something new, it comes with this little manual that tells you all the things that this particular, item can do. And that's the same thing. You have to go to the manufacturer. It can tell you everything you're capable of doing. It can direct your path. And so prepares you for your assignment. Second thing, when you have that strong liking or desire for a devotion, letter A, it aligns you with your purpose. It brings you right into alignment. And what, you know, most of us, if you've been blessed to be someone that's driven a car, you know, there are days when the car has been driven. You've been going on in life for a while, and the car has been driven, you know, from a natural standpoint, and you've been hitting the bumps in the road. You know, you've been going over some things, and, you know, the road is, like, tore up, and, you know, and we've all been on some tore-up roads, you know, in our life where we've gone down a particular path that wasn't for us, and sometimes we'll drive on a road that just is not good for your car. And eventually you start leaning, you know, that car, you let go of the wheel, it starts leaning to the right, you know. Sometimes it might lean to the left, and when you take it and when you realize that, you know, you're out of alignment. And so what do? We go to the shop, you know, to get it balanced, and we get it back aligned so we can drive straight. And so your passion allows you to be aligned with your purpose, and so it starts to get you straight. Instead of you trying to do everything and wearing multiple hats and trying to be all to, you know, be somebody that has all these things and haven't mastered anything, then your purpose will start to get you straightened out a little bit. You'll start figuring out, oh, wait a second, I shouldn't be doing all of those things. I'm really good at this. So it slowly bring you into alignment to where you see what it is you're supposed to be doing. What's your transportation? What's your vehicle that's supposed to drive you down this life road that will allow you to do what you love to do? Your passion. It aligns you with your purpose. It puts you in place where eventually as you let go of the wheel and it was leaning to the right and you start doing what you're supposed to be doing, it starts to come back to the left. And then it might go to the left just a little bit, and then it starts coming back to the right and lining up right down the middle of that line, and you're starting to drive straight, and you realize that, man, I'm doing what I love to do. You know, regardless if I have this 9-to-5, after I leave at 5:01, I'm going from 5:01 till I get tired, working on me and working on what I love to do is my passion. never about time, because you can create time when you plan, when you life manage. When it's something you love to do, or you're devoted to, or you have desire or liking to do it, you should never go a day without working on it. Never go a day without working on your assignment or your purpose when you find it out, or your passion. You do it, whether it's 1 minute, 1 hour, to 2 or 3 hours that you work on it. Never go a day without working on self-developing yourself or your passion, because you are creating that opportunity to move away from the things that are not in line with your purpose. And so that second letter, it aligns you with your purpose. Your passion aligns you. It gets you. It brings you right in alignment, just like any vehicle that goes into the shop. And sometimes we got to go into the shop. We got to go into that quiet closet and get on our knees or just sit and say, "Wait a second, Lord, I'm out of alignment. I'm off. You know, I'm leaning to the left and the right too much. I need to get straightened out on what it is I'm supposed to do." There's nothing wrong with going to the main mechanic that knows how to get you in alignment so that you can be riding down the road smoothly. And, yeah, still, you're going to have some little hills and some bumps and stuff, but you would rather be riding down that road in a car you know is that's in alignment, that's on track, that knows that, you know, where you know that you I'm supposed to be doing this because this is what I'm built for. It gives you a little more confidence that you're not going to swerve too much. Or you're not going to be walking off track, because now you got a little more power knowing what you're supposed to be doing here on earth, what you're assigned to do and what you're tasked to do. You start getting into alignment. And so passion, that second letter, letter A, it aligns you with your purpose. It starts to get you online where you want to go. That third letter, that first letter S, your passion, it starts you on your journey. Now, you know, it's amazing that you until you get your assignment or you find out what your purpose and passion is, your real journey never starts, because you are all in the wilderness trying to figure out what's going on with your life. Why is this not right? Why am I having trouble with this? Because you're out of alignment. And when you begin to get in alignment, it starts you on the right journey. And what is that journey? That's a journey of your desire and your liking and your devotion of what it is that you want to do. That is when, if you think about those who had a biblical assignment, you see, Moses was a little bit off track when he had to walk across the desert after killing someone and be by himself until he figured out he was supposed to go back and take people out of Egypt. His assignment was have the people let go. But he wasn't, even when he knew when he was given that particular assignment, when he was supposed to start that journey, he was doubtful. He had to bring somebody with him just to realize. And then when he saw what was going on, he eventually took it over. And when he did, his confidence changed. He knew that, wait a second, this is my assignment to get these people out of here. So now I know what journey I'm supposed to go. I know every time I leave, when I come back and I put a plague on the Egyptian or the Pharaoh, I know that it's in line with my assignment. And so sometimes in our life we have those moments where we don't know for sure, but the moment that we begin to find out, our confidence builds up when we know, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so we stand up a little taller and we start to look a little more, get that little more fierce look, knowing that I'm going to be doing this type of work while I'm here. And so our journey starts. And when our journey starts, we look at it differently. We start seeing the things that we are not supposed to be doing, or the people that we're not supposed to be around or listen to, because they don't line up with with our journey. They may walk along or ride along for a moment, but eventually they will be released, because they won't have all the other things necessary for you on your journey that will help you get through. Because there's going to be some hills and valleys that you can't carry anybody through. You got to go through it yourself, because it's your assignment. And that journey is just built for you. It is not built for everybody else. But you will get started. And that first step, once you is knowing what your passion is or what your purpose is, so that your journey can be one that you can fulfill, one that will have you going towards the destiny, one that will have lives being changed as you walk down that road. But none of that will happen until you get that assignment and you understand that. But once you do, You know, you'll be like Noah when he got his assignment. He built the ark. He knew what his focus was. He did it for 100. He stayed focused on it, and his journey lasted 120 years. Imagine that, going on a journey for 120 years. You know, some of us, we can't even last 120 minutes, let alone 120 seconds when we find out something. But there are individuals who we can use as examples that went through some amazing situations, including, you know, those that might be around you. You might have someone you can touch that you've seen go through some things that they were at the bottom, and then somehow or another they realized what they were supposed to do. And we hear stories about it all the time. And people who've been in their cars and lived on the street, and then all of a sudden they had that one epiphany, that one moment with God, and they found out what they were supposed to do. And they start going on that journey, and their whole lives change, and they begin to change lives across the world. So it's not impossible. We do it all the time. I'm a testimony to it. I get an opportunity to talk to an audience like this based on the things that I've gone through in life. But I've known that I'm a speaker. I know that I'm supposed to do this. It's in my DNA. And so you have that moment where you have that quiet time, that what I call the Jonah in the whale time, where it's just him in that darkness and him and the Lord, and he get that assignment that he ran from. And sometimes we run from what we're good at. But eventually, our journey will start. That first S, it starts you on your journey. The second S, when you begin to start your journey, your passion will show you your strength. It will show you what you're made of once you begin to find out what it is you're supposed to do here on earth. Because some of us, all of our assignments are not the same. All of our assignments will not take us where we are, to the same direction, to the same place. Some of us will have some detrimental things happen during the course of our walk or during the course of our journey to show us our strength. Some of us will lose individuals in our life to show us our strength. Some of us will have family members turn their back on us to show you your strength. Some people will talk about you and say you're not good enough to do it to show you your strength. You will be tested in so many variables, so many different ways. And believe it or not, you really won't know your passion until you go through this particular phase of finding out what your strength is when you have everything up against you. Most individuals do not complete their assignment based on this particular part, this having their strength shown when all of the things are coming up against them. They give up. But the true sign of a passion, the true sign of a purpose, the true sign of an assignment or a task that you've been given is being able to show your strength during the worst of times, during the toughest of times, when everybody is up against you, even the individuals in your life that you really didn't think would not support you. That's when your strength comes forward and allows you to continue on your journey for your passion. If you're not being tested in a particular area that you are devoted to, that you desire, and that you like, it's not your purpose. It's not your passion. The only time you really get tested up against something that you really want to do is when you know it's your passion. Because you will have everything come up against you. The enemy will send you and attack you in so many different ways to keep you from blessing others with what you've been given as an assignment by God. And so you have to understand that your passion shows you your strength. I can think of some stories of individuals, as I said earlier. You know, you think of people who you hear who are now major individuals in the entertainment industry, and they talk about, I slept in my car for 3 years or whatever length of time, going after what I was passionate to do. And you can best believe if you're sleeping in your car for 3 years or whatever, 3 days for that fact, your strength is being tested based on what you're going after, your passion, or being homeless, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, not having a roof over your head. You've given up everything to go after your passion. That's your test. That's going to show you your strength. If you can still keep going forward despite losing everything, despite maybe going through a divorce or maybe having someone close to you die in your life and you begin to lose focus and get distracted based on the mere fact because you feel like you're going to lose it, And then the word passion sneaks up on you and says, wait a second, that fourth letter S, that second S says, show your strength. Your passion will come and push you to in ways that you may never know you have. See, it's never been about weaknesses. It's always been, what is your strength that keeps you going? What is your strength that lifts you up when everything else is trying to push you down to keep you from doing what it is you have been chosen to do, that you are purposing and passionate to do, that you have a liking for and a desire to do here on earth? Your strength will be shown based on your passion. Your strength will be shown based on your vision, your dream. Your strength is, if you look at what happened to, like I said, I have four favorite individuals. I look at Joseph. His strength was shown when he was when his brothers, his own blood brothers, threw him in a pit to die, to be left. If you don't think his strength was shown being down in that pit for days, having to be in crap, having to deal with the fact that he didn't know whether or not he was going to come out, and he had seen this vision of him being this great individual that was saving lives by being able to have to save food for 7 years when a famine was going to come for 7 years, and make sure that everybody across the land, it was going to be okay based on him, and people would be coming to him as the individual to go to. You can just imagine the fact that, man, I didn't see this. This is not what I thought. I didn't see myself in this dirt pit being thrown in here to die by my brothers. That ain't what I thought. And many of us, there's something that we have seen in our vision, but we've had something detrimental happen, and we say, man, that's not what I saw. I saw me doing this. And yet you still got to go through that, what I didn't see, period, to show your strength. See, Joseph had to be strong. He had to be like, wait a second, Lord, I know he had that conversation. Like, this ain't what you showed me. And many of us, we have that moment like, man, Lord, I can't handle no more. This ain't what I saw my life like, or this ain't what I saw, you know, me doing. But yet, it's our strength that we got to show. It's those moments when our family is like all over us, and yet you want to like pull your hair out. No, that's when your strength got to come forward, and you still got to stay focused on what God has assigned you to do, your passion, your purpose. And you can best believe that you're going to have a situation. You might be in a situation now, getting ready to go in a situation, or you might be coming out of a situation where you had to show your strength and keep your eye on your passion or your assignment or your purpose. And that lets you know that everything, every tool that God has built into you in that toolbox of your body, you can actually pull the right tools, turn the screws, to tighten them up so you have to sort of get stronger. Because it's just going to strengthen an area in your life that you've been challenged in. Because a wall never gets challenged at its strongest point. It always gets challenged at a weak spot where it thinks it's gonna you get that brick is if we hit that brick enough, it's gonna break. So if they hit you in a spot long enough, you might break. But if you understand how strong you are, in all of us, Lord said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I gave you the first thing he gave you was power. Gave you love, power, and a sound mind. He gave you one of the strongest things that you, and that power is the strength to get through any situation that you that is aligned with your purpose and your passion. And so that second letter S, your passion, will show you your strength. Then that letter I, your passion involves others in your vision. It involves other people. You see, the moment that you decide and understand what your passion and your purpose is, you don't even have to look for anybody. You won't be doing it by yourself, but then all of a sudden there will be individuals who are like-minded that will be magnetized to you. They will slowly start coming into your life, and you start getting particular things said to you, or someone wants to come help you or give you like direction, or they want to mentor or coach you in a particular area that they have expertise in, or you might watch somebody that you have been looking at that does something similar to what you want to do, and they've done it so well that they've been successful in it. See, it will involve others. Somebody will call you because they've been watching you do the particular thing or particular passion and assignment so well that they'll say, listen, we want you to come be with us for, you know, and help us do what we need to do in this area. We've been looking for you. See, your passion and your purpose has individuals already looking for you without you even knowing it. See, it involves others. There's, you know, Noah didn't build the ark by itself. See, when Noah decided and understood his assignment, the Lord starts sending all these amazing individuals who had particular areas of expertise that could help him build. See, he didn't have to do any of that work. He didn't have to go out and find a construction guy and find somebody that was a plumber or find somebody that was an electrician. He didn't do none of that. They were all sent to him once he understood his assignment. And it will tell you whether it's one person or multiple individuals. Your passion involves others in your vision. Every individual that I know that had a major assignment biblically, Jesus had 12 disciples. He did not do it by himself. He knew it. He couldn't do it by himself. Sending them out two by two. Think about that. None of the disciples went by themselves. They went with another individual. He didn't say where one person is gathered together. He said where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. So he's always said there's always going to be other people involved in your vision and your passion and your ministry and your dream. So when you have individuals, when you really realize what you're supposed to be doing, what your purpose is to do, and people start, you know, gravitating toward you, don't get offended by it, or don't you know, you'll have a spirit of discernment, but yet they may be there for a long season in your journey, or they might be there just for a moment, but they're being assigned to you, and you have to listen for the things that they are bringing to you that are aligning with your purpose and your passion. Now, if it's not aligning with that, then you will know not to listen to it or not to include them in your vision or your dream or your passion. But when it begins to line up, when it begins to, you know, somebody has the right tool to turn this and the right tool to fit that, that you've been like, man, wait a second, that's exactly what I need. Then you know the individuals that are supposed to be part of your passion and your ministry or your mission, your dream, your vision, those individuals are being sent to you. And so you got to make sure that as they begin to migrate and navigate towards you, that you have an open mind and understanding that my passion involves other people. There's no dream, there's no vision, no passion, no ministry, no nothing that one individual can do by themselves. And if they say they can, then it really ain't no purpose. That's something selfish that they're trying to do, because it's always going to impact others. It's always going to add value to others. It's always going to change lives of other people, because other people will be involved in your vision as you move forward on your journey. So that's that letter I. Then that letter O, your passion will allow you to operate in your gifts and talents. You see, when you think of a doctor, a surgeon, he don't bring no hammer into the operating room. He'll bring it, all the tools are laid out because he's gifted and talented in a particular area of surgery. And so all of us, we are gifted and talented in a particular area that will allow us to operate in our gift. It will allow us to operate in our passion and our purpose. So if you know that you have a great voice, you're going to operate, your gift and talent is going to be you're going to be operating in singing. Whether it's karaoke, whether it's in the church choir, whether you're doing a solo album or, you know, you're working with a duo or a trio, it doesn't make a difference. You're singing and you're operating in your gift and talent. If you write, you're going to be writing something every day, or somebody might say, hey, I need you to collaborate with me. Why? Because you're operating in your gifts and talents. You might start a radio show or a blog or whatever it means, but and work with other people and have all other individuals coming in and doing different things on different days. But you're the one that's navigating it because you're working in your gift and your talent. You're operating in it. And you can oversee some things because you can move people in the right. You can put the people on the right place on the board because you know how to operate in your gift and talent. You know how to manage, so that's your gift and talent. You might be a leader, so you know how to move people and put them in the right place where they can succeed in that area and not fail. You're operating in your gift and talent. Your passion will allow you to operate in what you're gifted in and what you're talented in. You look at individuals who are successful. They're operating in their gift and talent. It may have taken them a minute. Some people start late. Some people find it early. But when you find it, you find it. So you start working in your, you start operating in your gift and talent. Some people have found it early and threw it away, decided not to follow it, and then picked it up later. I'm like, man, I tried to get away from that. And I keep coming right back around to the very thing that I'm gifted and talented at, and it ends up being my passion. I was way off track on my journey, and it just brought me right back. I got aligned and started coming right back to where I was supposed to be. You can never run from what you're gifted and talented at because it's built into you when you were purposed here on earth. There are a lot of things. You have skill, you have talent, you have ability, you have gifts, and you have experiences. And all those tools are part of your passion and your purpose, your vision and your dream, your assignment and your task. And you might use two of those tools well. You might use all five of them well. But you're going to use one of those or one or two of those tools in that tool belt, in that kit. And gifts and talent are two of them when it comes to your passion. And I know that there are individuals who will hear this that are probably shaking their head going like, man, he is so right. I have been running from this thing that I love to do, and I'm gifted and talented in it because it comes with ease. I know how to do it. I know how to write it. I know how to build it. I know how to speak or talk to people. I know how to work with kids. I know how to do this and that, cook. I mean, all these amazing things that individuals believe they can do, and they are not using their gifts and talents. They're not aligned with what they're supposed to be doing. And yet when they do find it out, their passion will allow them to operate in their gifts, in their talents. And it's something that you cannot be afraid of. It's something that you don't even have to worry about whether or not somebody says, oh, you're arrogant because you can do it so well. That's okay too, because your confidence will create that type of look based on the ability of you using your gifts and talents. There are a lot of individuals who have some amazing gifts and talents, and they use them to the fullest, and they stand head and shoulders above those who use theirs halfway. And they could be doing some of the same things. We have plenty of examples in a variety of areas where individuals use their gifts and talents to their fullest abilities, and they're around individuals in the same area of expertise, but they stand head and shoulders above all of them because they're operating in their gifts and talents and their passion. If you know what your gift and your talent is, don't use it at a 3 or a 4. Use it as a 9 or a 10, because sometimes we can't perfect it. But, man, use the highest number you can use in your gift and talent. Be the best that you can be. Be the greatest that you can be in the area of expertise that you understand your passion is in. Put the time in. You know, I was telling some young kids at a career day, you can put in 10,000 hours in a particular area that you want to be, that you're passionate in, and become an expert in it. Read 2 books a month. Maybe some of us, you know, we read 1 book a week. But you read that book in the area of expertise that you want to be that you want to be good in or be great in, and you become an expert in it. So if there's something you want to do, put in the time, as we say, do your due diligence so that you become an expert and operate in your gifts and talents within your passion and your purpose. So that operate, it will allow you to operate in your gifts and talents. And then after you understand that passion prepares you for your assignment, aligns you with your purpose, and starts you on your journey and shows you your strength, involves other in your vision, and you operate in your gift, then that letter N, it naturally helps you evolve. You see, if you have a passion, oh my goodness, if you have a passion and you're not growing or evolving in your passion, it is not a passion. You are not doing what you are supposed to do in it. And if it is your passion and you're not evolving in it, you're not doing it with your whole heart, and you're not doing it to its fullest. Because no matter what, if you are doing your passion and your purpose, you will become better at it. You should evolve and begin to learn, and it happens naturally. The more you do it, the more you get involved in it, the more you put your heart into it, the more you work with other people and they begin to give you direction. You should not be the same person. You should be evolving. You should be growing in that area. Every individual has evolved in their passion, their vision, biblically. They got better. They found ways to work with individuals that probably were a pain to them, and they began to know how to do conflict resolution and make it and still be able to go through that journey. You can imagine all the years that individuals had that Moses having to be in the wilderness for 40 years with all of those people. He had to know conflict resolution. He had to naturally evolve in his journey, in his passion. He had to understand all these different languages or different individuals, and he had different age groups. And they were complaining. He had moments of going through all these things. And he had to get stronger. He had to depend on the Lord more so that he could evolve within his passion. You can look at so many different individuals, but above all, look at yourself. Are you the same individual because you have not found your passion or your purpose? Or are you a different individual because you have? And if you have found it, are you in the same place that you found it when you realize it than where you are today? And if you're in the same place, you got to do some work. And if you're not, you got to continue to work, because you're going to be an individual that continues to take steps. You're going to continue to get better as a speaker. I get opportunities to speak. I spoke to kids with a career day that helped me evolve. Why did that help me evolve? It helped me evolve because I had to remember that I'm talking to ninth graders. So I had to come down to a ninth grade language. That helped me evolve to listening to them talk back to me from a standpoint of what they did know and what they didn't know in the conversation I was having in reference to a career. And then if I'm talking to seasoned individuals, older, I have to remember the wisdom that they have, and maybe there are some things still at my age, 50 plus, that I've gone through that they haven't gone through, and that the things that they've gone through that I haven't gone through. So I have to listen so I can evolve and use that at a later time. I get an opportunity to coach and when it comes to speaking as an individual who might be scared to be in front of a room or talk to people, and I have to evolve because I have to show them how do you come out of that shell to be able to stand in front of individuals and have a conversation and talk about what it is that has made you the way that you are and how can you impact their lives. And many of us who will hear this, there are things in our life that we're evolving in. You have to evolve in relationships, whether you're a husband or wife, mother or father, a kid, or whatever it may be. You got to evolve. If you're not evolving in your relationship, you're not getting better at it. You got some work to do. You gotta look at that passion again. See, it was passion that got you with the person that you're with. And it's going to be passion that keeps you with them, and it's going to be passion that makes you all better. It's going to be the things that you enjoyed about that individual or what you saw in them that made you like feel like they were that perfect 10. And then you still, even when they become a 7, you got to be able to evolve and build them back up to the 10 that you saw them as. And a lot of times in our life, we are in situations that we do not evolve in. We don't get better. But your passion naturally helps you evolve. And why does it naturally do it? It naturally does it because whatever it is that God has given you as your assignment and all the things that he has built into you, he allows it to be easy for you to do naturally. But he also allows you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord so that you can be a better individual in your assignment. And so I just want to share with you that, you know, there are moments in our life where we're right there. Where we can figure out, man, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, take that moment, be still, and let God know that He is who He is in your life, and that you can go to the manufacturer who has this particular manual on your life, and he can flip through the pages and say, oh, here's the specifications on so-and-so. They're able to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And they need to know that with all the specs that I have on them, that they're able to do this naturally. You see, a lot of times you step into that fresh brand new car and you look at the speed on it and it says, oh my goodness, it can go 160. It's capable specifically and naturally to go 160 miles an hour. But you'll only drive at 60 miles an hour, maybe 70. And some of us, we're capable of going 160 miles an hour, but we're only going 50 or maybe 60 miles an hour. And the specifications on us says we're capable of going 160. So you never push it to the limits because you've already been conditioned that you only go 50, 60, 70 based on what you see on the road. But see, when it comes to your passion, there's nothing on the road that tells you how fast you can go. It's based on your specifications, on your passion, when you go forward, when you sit in that, when you realize what it is, you can go as fast as you can go and as far as you can go. So don't limit your speedometer based on things that have nothing to do with the vehicle that you're in. See, the vehicle that you're in has the ability to go faster than it is, go farther than it goes, and you have all things built into you. You've got all kind of tools in that car, all kind of things, whether you want to recline, whether you want to have massage chairs in it, you know, whether you want to cruise. It has so many things that you can do. You are built in such a specific way that there is a lot of things you can do while you're in that vehicle called the body. And yet your engine, which understands the passion, that engine, your mind, sometimes limits itself. Yeah, every once in a while, you'll hit the gas pedal and it rears up and you want to make it sound good and you talk a good game. But when you really realize what your passion is, you don't even have to rear the engine up. All you got to do is turn it on and put the pedal to the metal. And so allow your passion to prepare you for your assignment, to align you with your purpose, to start you on your journey, to show you your strength, involve others in it, in your vision, operate in your gifts and talents, and naturally help you evolve. And I pray right now that, you know, that you understand that if you hear this again, whether it's live or whether it's on a recording, that if you take it and look at those words, those words that go along with that particular word passion, and you can add purpose to it. All of those things, when you sit down and look at it, will be right in line with what it is that you are, that is burning in your mind, what it is that you like hungry for, what it is that you're probably second guessing yourself on. People are telling you that you're good at it. People are telling you, like, why ain't you doing it? And then you'll find out one day you do it on an accident, and you go, like, wait a second. I didn't know I was that good at it. It wasn't no accident. You had already been being groomed for it, and it just happens to come out because it's naturally effortless for you. So if you're passionate about something, find out what it is. Or if you already know something that you are, go after it. Don't be afraid. God is giving you power, love, and sound mind. He's giving you the mind to do it, whether it's whatever, no matter what that idea is. And believe me, we all are not immune to being second-guessed for ourselves. We are not immune to being fearful and doubtful about what we're capable of doing. But it wouldn't be put in you, and it wouldn't get on your nerves that you're not doing. Matter of fact, some of us, if you understand what your purpose is, are fearful that we will something will happen to us and we look back and we didn't do it and we'll be mad at ourselves. I asked a friend of mine, if you were taken right now today, what it is, what in life would you be mad about? And we have to think about what right now would you be mad about if you couldn't do it no more or if you didn't do it at all? And I can bet you in that it would be in line with something that you're passionate about. And if you can say that to yourself or ask yourself that question, and you know what it is that you would be mad about, I don't, even if it's like looking out for your kids and help watching them grow, you need to start diving in right now so that that you leave a legacy. Whether it's a job or a business that you want to start, you need to find out how to start it, whether it's online, whether it's in your garage, whether it's in the back room, whatever it may be. Don't leave this place mad about something that you did not do that you were passionate about. And so this is Six Eyes Radio Network, Blog Talk, Motivational Monday. Seven Spiritual Laws of a Passion prepares you for your assignment, aligns you with your purpose, starts you on your journey, shows you your strength, involves others in your vision, allows you to operate in your gifts and talents, and it naturally helps you evolve. This is John McClung again with another Motivational Monday, and I'm looking forward to doing it again, Lord willing, next Monday. And we'll have a new word and a new passion for what we love to do, what we desire, what we like, and what we're devoted to moving forward. Six Eyes is on you.
Man, you are knocking these words out. I mean, that's incredible. That is incredible. Wow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is what I do. You know it. And I'm humbled, man, to be able to share the things that the Lord has laid on me over the course of time. And I'll be honest, this evening I was like, man, what, Lord, am I supposed to talk to this audience about this evening? And when I sat down in the studio, man, it was like, you got to talk to them about passion. And I know if that's the case, that there are individuals who will hear this. They might, prayerfully, they could be sitting somewhere or driving or, you know, when they have a moment and sit down and go back through and listen. It's going to be that moment. One of these things in this particular law, in these laws, is going to ignite them and go like, man, that's what it is. That very thing I've been like wanting to do, I'm passionate about it. I like it, I desire it, and I would be devoted to it. It would be something that I would do. And if that is the case, then you have just found what you are purposed to do here on earth, and you need to get in the car and see if you can go 160.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And, you know, starting off, that's the way to start the Monday off, you know. And remember what he said, you know, you the body. So he said, you go as fast as you want to go. I love it. I love it. And then I like the part where you said, you know, God has the specs on us all. That was hot.
Absolutely, man. And a lot of times we don't understand because we don't reach the, you know, think about it. A lot of times, I know a lot of individuals, and you do too, that will get a vehicle, whether it's used or new, and we never look at the manual. We just get in the car and drive. You don't know what the car does. While you're driving down the road over the course of time, you start playing with some stuff. You know, like, I mean, all the different things and gadgets, you start figuring them out instead of going straight to the manual and saying, oh, my goodness, man, my car does this? Oh, wow. Man, it does that? Man, it's much easier knowing what, if something happens to the car, instead of trying to figure it out, you can look it up in the manual because it already gives you the gauges. So in us,
right,
from a passionate standpoint, when there's something wrong with us, we got to go to the main mechanic and say, oh, okay, Lord, I'm struggling over here. And then all of a sudden, you can look in the manual, call the Bible, and see that answer and go like, okay, so I work like this, or I need this so this can be fixed. So, you know, if we don't use what we're specified to do or find out what the mechanic has said that we're capable of doing in our vehicle, then we'll never use it to its fullest capacity, and we'll never find out from a passion and purpose standpoint how good that car will ride on the road.
How's the book going?
Man, the book is going pretty good. I'm constantly pushing it. And for those who hear this, go on Amazon.com and get Spiritual Message Moments, God's Guide to Getting Back on Track. That's my newest book released in January. I did my first quiet launch, and then I'm going to actually do a book launch probably in April or maybe May. One of the two would be a hard launch. And then we'll see how the Lord blesses it going forward.
Okay, excellent. And I definitely want to have you. I think next Monday, after the Motivational Monday,
mm-hmm.
you give your message. We talk about the clothing line.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We talk about the book.
Absolutely. You certainly can do that.
Excellent. And at 10:30, you can check him out for a live message that he does on Facebook, the message.
Yes, Spiritual Message Moment Mondays at 10:30.
Yep, he's going to give you another mm-hmm. word. So today, tonight rather, well, it is day because we're in like 56-plus countries, so it is day in some part of the world.
Day somewhere.
Yeah. So wherever you're experiencing, night, day, afternoon, morning, the word on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, Motivational Monday for tonight was passion. And then at 10:30 for the spiritual message, you have to stay tuned. That's 10:30 on Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you for another excellent spiritual Motivational Monday or Motivational Monday. And, 6 Eyes Radio said, man, you're doing an amazing job, and I thank you for allowing me to start the week off for individuals who get an opportunity to hear your show.
Thank you. Appreciate you're doing a great job as well, and we will catch you back here next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, for Motivational Monday with Mr. John McClung. Okay, help me with
McClung,
this.
Man. McClung.
McClung.
Yeah, don't hesitate. You got it.
Okay, John McClung.
That's indeed.
Okay, God bless.
Yeah, take care.
Okay.